your scan.
Singed pair of underwear with a packet of powder sewn into the crotch. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about something that could have destroyed the lives of many as they flew into Detroit on Christmas Day. Al-Qaeda taking credit, by the way, for the attempted bombing. They did that on Monday, boasting of their ability to overcome U.S. intelligence and airport security, and they promised new attacks. That's the scary thing. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, that's the name of the show. We're going to talk about that, obviously, more of the details that are starting to fall into place as the puzzle is being put together. And only a failed detonator is what saved that flight. And that's scary to think about that because, you know what, it's like Russian roulette. Oops, the bullet wasn't in the chamber. Oh, thank goodness, it wasn't my turn. So the tragedy only averted, I mean, this is officially the word, on that flight, on 253, because of the makeshift detonator not working properly. If it did, who knows how many people would have been killed. About 300 people were on that flight. And most likely, there's a good chance it would have brought down that entire plane. Wow. Richard Clark, you know that name, right? He's a former... We're trying to have him on the show. He's a former counterterrorism czar, and he's a consultant to one of the networks. He's said that we've known for a long time, of course, that this was possible, and we have to replace our scanning devices with more modern systems. I know probably a decade ago I was watching 60 Minutes or 2020 or Dateline or some newsy show on one of the networks. They showed the example of the body scanning system, of the puffer machines, etc., and then talked about how expensive they were and why weren't they being used, even before 9/11 happened. Now, 9/11 happens, and here we are these many years later, and we can't find a way to pay for better security. But we can bail out people on Wall Street. We can bail out the bankers. We can write big checks to lots of people, but we don't have any money left in the system to protect our own people. Give me a break. So here's the skinny on this. In 2001, Richard Reed, thank goodness, failed in his attempt to blow up a transatlantic flight with a chemical known as PETN. He tried to light, remember, the fuse to his shoe. This also was in December. It was an American Airlines flight from Paris to Miami, but the other passengers nailed him before anything could happen. So the bomb on Northwest Flight 253, that was coming from Amsterdam to Detroit, when Omar Farik Abdullah Matalib allegedly detonated it, it contained about 80 grams of this PETN. So the material was, again, sewn into the underwear, not detected by airport security. Had he gone through one of those scanners, would have been detected. The bomb was built and the plot organized by Al-Qaeda leaders in Yemen, just north of the capital city there. Excuse me. And so how frightening is it? Again, it's tough to, it is tough to get over this hump. How frightening is it to think what could have happened in this process and a faulty detonator. Wow. A faulty detonator. And that's what separated basically, the people who are living now from what could have been their ultimate death, that tragedy. Wow. How we have not updated these systems. Where the money has gone. I mean, I'm sorry. Forget, I know, I understand the privacy thing because I'll rail on the camera deal all day long. But I'm sorry. Forget the privacy. Check them head to toe, right? Because here's the problem. Now we're shaking babies upside down. Whoops, that happened on Friday. Oh, we gotta pat down those babies. Gotta pull apart those strollers because, geez, these people look like they're gonna blow up the plane. They probably have a detonator. I mean, come on. Isn't it time we started profiling? I got an interesting note from a guy. His name is John, and he said to me that he'd been listening to America Tonight for a while, and that he was definitely a lifelong Democrat. And then I love this part. Despite that, I'm saying it's time to start profiling because I don't want any of my family members to get blown up by somebody because we were too chicken to go after the people or to check closer the people who we see time and time again are responsible for what's happening. I mean, here's the deal. Check the passports. Have they been to a terrorist country? I will say it again. My passport has been checked many, many times, backwards and forwards. Hello. Get the luggage. Go through. I mean, it's not that difficult. I just really, honestly, it's not. And you look at the radicals of Islam and what they have done to the UK, what they've done to France in some cases. And now we're talking about people who are assimilating. People who are assimilating to do harm. And you just, it's time for the gloves off. Because that Northwest flight was so the wake-up call. The guy paid in cash, one-way ticket. I mean, how many red flags do you need? Was on a list, granted, with 500,000 other people. I mean, come on. Now, this flight didn't originate in the United States. Okay, absolutely. But again, certainly, the people on this plane deserve better. They deserve better than to have to go through what they went through. Mandatory screening for all international passengers traveling to the United States. Who cares if it makes somebody upset? It has to happen. And that means all of us would be subject to the same thing. If you go overseas, you'd have to be checked as well, the mandatory screening process. But really, who cares? I have nothing to hide. Probably most of you listening to me, let's hope all of you listening to me, you have nothing to hide. Do you care if you have to take off your belt, if they have to wave the wand over you, if you have to go through the puffer machine? No, you don't. And that's the answer to this. Ugh. So the president did speak and did talk about the situation and not tolerating terrorism and not resting until the perpetrators of the airline attack are found. Wouldn't that be nice to be able to get your hands on the people who are bragging and boasting about this Christmas Day scare? But it raises lots of questions about airport security. And information that the feds and agencies, the different federal agencies, share amongst each other. You know, technology is there to help spot bomb-making stuff, okay? It is there, but it's a question of having it in place and being willing to pay the freight for that, however much it costs. And, I mean, honestly, I don't think you can be too safe in the skies. And this was an incredible gift. That's what it was. It's an incredible gift because if that had gone off, it would have been too late to save the souls on that flight. And then who knows, we would have been in crazy lockdown mode and everybody would have had to take off all their clothes, put them back on at a different point, go through several scanners. You know, I mean, my point is now we're seeing some of the crazy things instituted on the airlines when what really needs to happen, they're tiptoeing around. You might not feel the same way I do, that's cool, or you may agree. 800-259-5791. This is ATM with Kate.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
When it comes to this airline thing, I don't get it. I mean, I think we, the people, aren't, actually. I think it's the people in charge who are. I mean, give me a break. Is that what it's about? Letting these Islamic radicalized nut jobs control what's happening in this country to our airline travel? Because that's what it amounts to. And they have to be laughing like hyenas over this recent row. Maybe the intended target didn't blow up, but boy, it shook up the security measures once again. 800-259-5791. You can throw in your 2 cents. Let's go to Stu in Kentucky. Hello, Stu.
Like a virgin. I heard that song in forever. I was actually kind of jamming down that song.
I know. He's going retro on us. I like it.
I was starting to feel like a Metro listener at retro getting down to it. Hey, first of all, how was your holiday?
It was excellent. How about yours?
It was great. It was great. I'm glad Santa Claus lives in the North Pole. I see there's going to be a 67% tax hike on payroll taxes. Before Santa Claus can afford to pay the elves then. And, you know, no more reindeer dust. But anyway, this whole thing with the this thing, I think it's a horrible thing. It's you know, let me tell you something. If you don't believe in the good Lord, buddy, on Christmas Day, he was looking out for those people on that plane.
No kidding.
No doubt about it. And it's just, you know, my only question is, we've heard transparency. We're going to be like open windows. What the hell happened with Fort Hood? We still never heard about that.
They
still kind of kept under wraps whatever their investigation came out with.
Right.
And this year, I watched Representative King today, you know, New York state representative, and he says this is under tight wraps. And the Obama administration don't even want to release it to the National or the Homeland Security
right.
Council.
Right.
So where's transparency at this whole administration crap?
There's none, and that's the joke of it all. Why state that and run on that, and then they're not anywhere near transparent?
I mean, I understand it's politics, and I understand that a lot of politicians, and I'm not going to say all, but a lot of, you know, they'll throw out the, you know, the magic wand and say, abracadabra, you know, hocus pocus, get me elected, and I'll be straight and honest, and they're back to being a crooked beasters they've always been. But the point is there's nothing transparent about it. I mean, the only thing I've seen transparent about this is he likes to fly all over the world and likes to, you know, make himself look good to the foreign countries and vacation a little bit in Hawaii and Martha's Vineyard. And I ain't seen him do nothing else.
Yeah,
I mean, he's taking taxes out of, he's taking more money out of our pocket, you know, all the time. But I was just curious about that because, you know, I was, it really made me wonder. Like I said, I don't get it. And I was watching a thing earlier today on even a 67%, you know, increase. It's 67% or 67? 65 or 67?
Yeah, 65.
Like on 65. And, you know, some businesses run as a personal tax. And $250,000 for a small business is nothing. Absolutely nothing.
I know.
And you're going to tax 65% more on payroll tax? I think I'm going to go with Santa the North Pole.
We're all going to be there.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
I'm going to go with some of these other guys going to the underground, the illegal business where you ain't paying so much taxes. It's kind of ridiculous. It really is, you know, when you see that, it kind of torques you off. And you know, I don't know about you, Kate, but I've only ever really had, you know, maybe one or two jobs in my entire life. And I've always kind of been self-employed. I've always been self-employed, but I've had, you know, a few when I was a kid. And I worked for a farmer when I was a kid. And I don't know about you, but I've never in my life worked for a poor person. Unless GCM's drawing food stamps, they're lying to you about it. Have you ever worked for a poor person?
No.
So the guy that needs, you know, the guy that employs you is the guy that's going to be getting, that needs the breaks to be able to build his profit, to be able to expand. And this country's made up of more small businesses, large businesses, and it's really a killer. And like I said, do you work for a poor person? And I don't know about you, but I know the guys that work for me don't want to come to me and, you know, me not have the money to pay them.
Right.
So I don't really want to go to work for a guy that's poor and can't afford to pay me either. You get what I'm saying? Our customers aren't poor.
Absolutely. I mean, this is the problem. The taxation crippling us, and ultimately that's why the health care thing, the same thing, the debacle that would mean to small businesses.
Well, they also want to tell the health care that, you know, you've got to do different things. And you've got to, here's the thing, you can only make so much profit. Well, last time I checked, if the government came in and told me I could only make so much profit, I'd tell them go to hell.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's part of capitalism. That's what this country's based on. That's what the business. That's why everybody gets into business. Otherwise, they would just, you know, I mean, it makes no sense. Everybody, you would have more followers than leaders in this country otherwise.
Right, absolutely.
And I don't know about you, I'm not following anybody into the trenches to go broke.
Yeah, neither am I.
So,
I agree.
Anyway, Kate, I appreciate you. I hope you have a great, great new year. And I hope 2010 brings you everything that 2009 did not. So, and I wish you the best. And have a drink on me New Year's and all right. Thanks.
I agree with you. Happy New Year to you, Stu, and same thing back at you. I hope that 2010 brings you everything that you could want for, and I'm sure a lot of that has to do with the comfort of your family. And, of course, Stu, with a brand-new baby girl, he makes some great points talking about the taxation thing And in where he was meandering with the payroll tax is absolutely right. Where, at what point is the breaking point? So we go through the whole healthcare process. Now we're into the final throes of that. And ultimately what you hear is, wow, this is a victory and everybody should have healthcare and blah, 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 on and on. But when you lift up the hood, you're being sold such a bill of goods. It's like buying a lemon and just salivating over the looks of it. Oof, wow, I can't believe I got this Porsche Cayenne. Man, I got it for a song. I am sweet. I am hot. I am hot mama riding down the road in this sucker. But I barely can get around the corner without a wheel falling off. And this is the problem. This is the problem with a lot of the things that we're seeing. But we'll take it with the healthcare now. We'll take it with the situation. The airports, you have Janet Napolitano all over talking about the investigation, talking about no flaws in the system, then turning around and saying, well, there were some things, there were some things that could have happened, and, you know, we're vowing to keep Americans safe, and we're going to change. We're always looking at our security measures. And I said this the other night. In all fairness, can we expect 100% security? Can you expect that you're going to lay your head on your pillow and you know it is, we are just 100% covered? There's no way. Nobody can promise that. Nobody can promise that. But at the same time, aren't we shooting for a pretty decent number? So I don't get it. I mean, all the things that we know that need to happen that haven't happened, it's this constant tug of war. And when are people going to realize that the more you play with this, the more you are playing with fire and lives? More importantly, forget the fire analogy, playing with lives. Do I want this government playing with anyone in my family or friends' lives or any of your lives? The answer to that is no. Always remember, what is the government comprised of? We, the people. It's not the politicians. We elect those people. But our government is us. It's we, the people. You have political punch. You do. You just have to exercise it. You have to pay attention. You have to make that call. It might be a pain to do it. It might be near impossible because you're so swamped. Take the 5 minutes. Call the congressman. Call the senator. And complain. And trust me, enough people start to do that, and enough seats are up for grabs, there'll be some changes. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. When the president says we will not rest until perpetrators of the airline attack are found, do you think we'll ever find them? We'll talk about it.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With carolstove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at carolstove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with carolstove.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
And if you missed this, welcome back to America Tonight. Kate hanging with you during the holiday season. A day after Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano said there was no indication that this incident on Christmas in Detroit was connected to a larger plot, there were increasing signs that the failed bombing may have represented one of the most serious terror threats in the U.S. since the attacks back on September 11, 2001, and that's exactly what I thought when I heard about it. Here's the bottom line. They're still looking at this syringe that Abdullah Muttalib allegedly was using as a detonating device on Christmas Day. The preliminary conclusions show that he used 80 grams of PETN. You know, that's almost twice as much as the highly explosive material used by the other nutball, the shoe bomber, Richard Reed, not too long ago. So President Obama interrupts his vacation in Hawaii. He says that we will not rest until we find the people who were involved and hold them accountable. Also, a review of the nation's terrorist watch list system. Really, boy, it's about time they did that. Why weren't they combing through these lists before? Do they not make priority lists in the government? You know, ask anybody from the most organized housewife to teachers, accountants, truck drivers, etc. Everybody has a checklist, right? A lot of people have checklists because they're more successful that way. They don't forget what they were supposed to do. You guys know what I'm talking about. The honey-do lists, for goodness sake, are probably more thorough. So in coming into this game and talking about terrorists, we're talking about threats to the United States, if you don't want to emphasize the whole, ooh, look out for terror. Okay, that's fine. But why would you not employ the people, have the people on hand to be going through this stuff? You'd have to be concerned. I can tell you this. First of all, I would never want the job as president. But if I were running for president and then I got the job as president, It'd have to be high on my radar. Yes, there are a zillion things pulling at you, absolutely. And that's why you have to delegate, and that's why you have to have the best people around you possible. But in a priority list, on a chalkboard, this would have to be high on top of the list. Because you know these nuts are out there. You might not want to emphasize it in the speeches, okay, I get it. But behind the scenes, boy, you think they'd be really combing through this. Where are they? Where can we find them? How can we do this? What do we need to do? Where are these lists? Let's comb through the lists. Who's slipping through? Why are these visas not checked? I mean, I'm all for people coming to the United States who want to drink it all up in the land of liberty. But not for the people who want to blow us up, who buy the one-way tickets from Yemen. I mean, could it be more obvious? One-way ticket, cash, no passport, Yeah, there were red signs. There's no question. So the government confirmed that Abdullah Muttalib was in the country from early August to early December after getting a visa to study Arabic at a language institute, and that he had previously studied at the school. Yeah, because that's the whole thing. The 23-year-old told investigators that he has ties to Al-Qaeda, that he had traveled to Yemen to collect the device he used on the plane. So security experts are, of course, pummeling this whole thing and saying, you know, this, come on. This is stuff you could, I mean, this is like taking candy from a baby. I mean, give me a break. Nobody has to be happy about this situation. You got this, you know, Abdullah Muttalib has been on a watch list in May. He was banned from entering England from that country. A British government source is saying that came after Abdullah Muttalib, who in 2008 graduated from University College of London, applied for a new visa to attend a college that wasn't even legitimate. It wasn't even deemed legitimate. So they said, no way. And yet here he was on a plane to get into the United States. And the radical beliefs, they're tracking web posting. Sound familiar? Other communications he might have had with clerics. Ooh, this sounds familiar. In Yemen. Including the same guy who corresponded with Major Hassan months before he decided to open fire on November 5th on the army base. So now we're linking it to the same radical cleric. Wow, how much do you need? I mean, come on. It doesn't take an episode of CSI to drag this out and pull it together. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, hi, Kate. I wrote a couple things down while I was listening to you. I wasn't able to listen to the whole show up till now, but if you'll give me enough time, as I think you will, we can dissect this. Now, I am no professional. I'm just a blue-collar guy. But let me tell you something. First of all, I told you last night, sell your airline stocks, buy the companies of the stocks that make the sniffers. Did you see CNBC today?
Yes.
Airline stocks were down, and there were three major companies that have make these sniffers, and they've all been up double-digit percentage points.
Yep.
Now, I just want to say, I mean, anybody else could figure that out, but I told you what to do last night. Now, I don't have a computer, so I didn't know who the major manufacturers were, but that's what happened. So I was right in that aspect, and I think I'm going to be right in something else that I tell you tonight. Now, I don't want to engage in projection, to thinking that your audience thinks like I do, because I think I think too much. Maybe not as much as some people, but more than other people. I called the guy down the dial, the UFO show, on Saturday night because you weren't on the radio. And I asked him to get Peter Lance on. And Peter Lance was on the dial tonight. And he actually mentioned the fact that I called. Now, the reason I mentioned Peter Lance, and I want you to just hold on. The other Mark from upstate New York, he also listens to shortwave radio and Alex Jones, the conspiracy theorist. I'm bringing those two names in because it's very important. Peter Lance made the comments that you did about how he was on the watch list in England, and they still let him on the plane. He mentioned that there were two lawyers that saw the well-dressed man who might have been an imam who got this guy on the plane in Nigeria. He mentioned some other stuff about how, you know, how could someone get on the plane, and was it some kind of, was this attack a retribution for the attacks in Yemen that supposedly killed that imam that talked to Hassan? Mm-hmm. Now, I mentioned a lot of names, but I'll make it clear. How does someone get on a plane without a passport or a visa? He had to have help. Now, Peter Lance, this professional who I like, he was at a loss. But Alex Jones, a conspiracy theorist, said he thinks this was a setup. This was an inside job. Someone helped this guy to get on the plane, maybe with our government help, CIA help, some top-level help to get this guy on the plane. And it only makes sense because, see, Peter Lance couldn't understand it, and Alex Jones said this is a setup to get us acclimated to more and restrictive searches no matter where we travel, be it the airlines or Amtrak or going to the shopping mall. So that's the point I wanted to bring up is that, you know, this guy had to have someone helping him here. And here's my question because I've never been to Africa. Well, you know if a flight is going to originate somewhere and come here, and we have since 9/11, supposedly with the Patriot Act and everything else, we've instituted rules that, well, first of all, this guy never should get on the plane. But beyond that, were there any cameras in Nigeria or wherever this flight originated? Not in Amsterdam, because he got to Amsterdam, then he got here. But can we find out if it's truthful that someone well-dressed got this guy on the plane? They don't have cameras in Nigeria at the airports? If they don't, I find this to be absolutely incredible that since they couldn't verify who this guy was and someone helped him on, and we can't get the cameras to find out who it was, because that'd be part of the whole deal right there. Okay, you know how we're always being tracked and traced and photographed?
Right, absolutely.
London has more cameras per capita than anywhere. I mean, I just mentioned that to bolster my point. So Peter Lance was unable to figure it out. Alex Jones said it was a CIA plant. But it has to make you wonder. I mean, another terrorism expert I talked to, he mentioned the commuter rails. Now, I listen to you in Stamford, Connecticut. I know Long Island people can hear you, and all across America. I'm just telling you, here's what I think you should do, America. If they're going to keep failing like this and letting this stuff happen, you have to be able to protect yourself. I'm not saying carrying a machine gun. I only mentioned firearms for one reason, because it ties into this metal detector and this surveillance society. The terrorism expert said he can expect the shuttle from Amtrak from Washington to Boston to be hit, commuter rail, subway trains. I say all of that because you have listeners here in Connecticut. I don't know what's going to happen, but if it does happen, you better be able to bail out the window because they think these are the other soft targets. And I think this is now just my thoughts. Mm-hmm. The Supreme Court decision that's going to rule on whether or not the Second Amendment applies to the states, I think more people, when they realize that they have a right to defend themselves, the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, when they realize that the government is falling down on every single level, they're going to start carrying something. Some type of weapons to protect themselves, and that's why they want to put these magnetometers and sniffers everywhere, because if you should run afoul of the law by carrying some type of offensive weapon, they want to lock you up. That's what I think is really this. All of this ties in. So you can go on and on about with the terrorism experts and the other guy saying that it was a CIA plant. All I know is at the end of the day, me, you, Kate, and everybody listening who's just a regular law-abiding Joe mm-hmm. is going to be on the short end of the stick, whether you're on that plane or not. And like I said last night, if someone's gun jams or something happens, I'm not going to give them a chance to get a lawyer and have police protection at the jail and whatever everything else. I kill the SOB because that's what we need to do. Whoever put them up to it, whatever, I don't care anymore. Mm-hmm. They should be just executed and taken out because now this guy, supposedly, this defendant, have you heard that we haven't talked about him? They haven't brought him to court. They're giving him a lawyer and everything else. I wouldn't be surprised if he was a plant and they somehow destabilized him deprogrammed him. He starts talking and then they execute him. All of a sudden we find out he died in prison. That wouldn't surprise me at all.
Well, let's hope not, because I'd like to hear more about his side of this. Apparently, he is really squealing. Thanks, Mark. A lot of what Mark said is some of the stuff that I was talking about, the two lawyers, the well-dressed guy. And by the way, I checked on the Nigerian thing, too, with the cameras, and the information I got from an expert from the CIA is that, no, there weren't any cameras. And we'll talk about those stocks, by the way, on the rise. Stay with us.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Donovan is on the trigger with this great stuff. Like I said, going retro, pulling out all the stops from the vault. All right, it's interesting that Mark, who knows just he knows that I'm also on the business side of it, as he and I have talked about what's happening in the whole 401k collapse and everything else. And he's right about the stocks rising. I was watching CNBC today, and some of the stocks that shot up, one in particular that I was watching, American Science and Engineering, it's A, the symbol is ASEI, and it went up, you know, almost 8%, so 5 and change. And then there was OSI Systems, that's talked about a lot, and the symbol there is OSIS, if you're just curious about it. That baby shot up 11 and change, okay? And then there were a couple of others as well. But what's interesting is when you have a scare historically like this one, the Nigerian guy tries to blow up the plane that's going to land in Detroit, what does it do to the market? And what it does is that on average what you'll see is in the first 90 days things will – certain stocks can shoot up. Companies, in other words, that our equipment makers, inspection equipment makers, the technology providers to Homeland Security, explosive detection machine firms, and all that kind of stuff. But in the past 9 years, in a couple of days, you'll have a big movement with some of what I just mentioned to you, up from 5 to 15%. And then when nothing happens, when Congress doesn't do anything, there's no other attacks, then the stocks start to slide backwards. So he's right. If you're going to make a move, you need to make the move pretty fast. I mean, you still could have that 90-day window. I certainly wouldn't tell somebody what to do. But you definitely have it within a week or so, and then things could tail off. But it's curious that these stocks, of course, when you have an airline attack, there are things that would obviously happen. And he's also right about the airline play. That naturally, now I didn't check the airlines today or see that on CNBC, but naturally that would normally go down. Just one of the offshoots to this brutal thing in Detroit. And now you've got these security measures where they're starting to increase gate screening and pat downs and bag searches and all this stuff. Now apparently in some places they kind of let up a little bit on Monday because this has been a couple of days, but there still are some more in-flight restrictions, like, you know, it's up to the captains on each flight to decide whether passengers can have blankets and other things in their laps, or if they can even move about on the final phase. So it's pretty confusing to people. And the TSA didn't really explain much. Is it a deliberate thing because they think they're confusing or befuddling people? Of course, the people who aren't the threat. You know, let's be honest about it. All right, the numbers jingle to be a part of this. You want to throw in your 2 cents, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Al is listening to us across the way in O Canada. Hello, Al.
Happy New Year, Kate.
Happy New Year to you, buddy.
Yeah, and I got a comment about Janet not up to Speedo, or Janet Napolitano.
Yes.
The Homeland Secretary. This is how stupid, this is how ignorant that woman is. A couple months ago, the Canadian ambassador in Washington, D.C., was telling her about a huge, a fairly big Indian reservation that straddles New York, the state of New York, Quebec, and Ontario. It's a Mohawk or Iroquois Indian, and they are smuggling illegal drugs, alcohol, tobacco, illegal aliens and firearms, machine guns and handguns across back and forth between Canada and the United States. And this woman didn't even know anything about it. And she, what's the criterion for being Homeland Security Secretary? You have to know the least about Homeland Security? She didn't even know that this Indian reservation existed.
I know.
Do you know the Indian reservation I'm talking about?
Yes. Yeah, and she is clueless. I agree with you. Absolutely.
Yeah, and this idea that there have been more acts of homeland terrorism on American soil since Obama took office since 9/11, haven't there? I mean,
yeah.
There was Fort Hood's in Texas, right?
Right. Fort Hood, which of course we know is related. It's the same cleric in Yemen that we've been talking about now that might be directly tied to this other Nigerian student. So, yes, both of those, I would agree.
And then there was another case of a Muslim that shot a bunch of some soldiers in Georgia or Alabama.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
And that all happened since Obama took over.
Yes, it has. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think the guy should take the pineapples out of his ears and come back from Hawaii and run the problems. Because when your own father, this man that was trying to blow up that plane in Detroit, his own father said he was a possible terrorist, right?
Yeah, he called the embassy, in fact, Al, to tell him that he was worried, he was concerned about his radical rantings, and nothing was done.
Well, I guess Obama heard that and he said, oh, this is just a dream of his father. You know, that was his book, wasn't it?
Yeah,
he's just saying that this was just a dream of his father. It wasn't reality. I think he's got I think the dream is over. I got a prediction. I think the Republicans are going to take back at least the House and or the Senate in November, right?
I agree. All the House seats are up. I think that's going to happen. Because there has to be some kind of a change. You know, for my money, Al and people listening, I'm all about let's start another party. Let's have a third party. Let's have another alternative. Let's have a different choice. Somebody who's not part of the machine, although that seems to be impossible these days, the way Washington is run. But I will still go back to the same thing. It's we the people, baby, and we are the government. So never let yourself think that you do not have power. There is power in numbers. Absolutely. All right. Let's see. Let's go out to Lauren in Ohio. Hey, Lauren.
Gosh, well, what a wonderful and perfect entree. There's power in numbers. There's power in truth. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you what, since you're on the Constitution, let's just go straight to that. You know, what is that Constitution for? It's to limit the power of the maids and the butlers, of the servants in government. It's to tell them what to do and what not to do. It's not to tell us what to do. You guys were talking about the Second Amendment case a little earlier, so I just was thinking about that. You know, what is that Second Amendment? What does it say? It says, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed. It didn't say, we now give you the right to carry guns. We now give you the right to... What is this? We're sitting here doing what a bunch of crooks and criminals tell us to do, and then we wonder why our, you know, why we're getting so badly screwed. And
yeah, that's a good way to put it. There's no question. You know, it's a good time. It's a good time for people that want to go back and look at the Constitution. It's a good time to go back and look at some of the things that are in the Constitution that you just might have forgotten. That might have slipped through the cracks rather, because it seems to be happening, and we're seeing it over and over again. Our time is limited. Thanks for the call, because we are winding down here in this hour. But you know, you got to remember this again. It is a government of us, the people. We are the government. So never think that you do not have a voice in this, whether you're in Iowa, whether you're in Connecticut, whether you're in Ohio, California, wherever, you do have a voice. You do have choices. I think that, speaking of choices, we're going to see big moves when it comes to the House. I think there's going to be a gigantic change politically in the very near future. And that's an easy prediction. Take it to the bank. It's going to look very different, my friends, at the tail end of next year.
Politicians are a lot like diapers. They should be changed frequently and for the same reason.